Hey brother, this is Dan with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks again for watching today. Today I'm with Dr. Alexis Shepherd. Alexis and I run the Mastering Connection with Women program. Today we wanted to just give you a little bit of an introduction and a little bit of information about how men cut off connection and intimacy with women. There's loads of different ways that we do this, and oftentimes it can feel like we're kind of out of our depth, especially in a conversation or in a situation where we're not necessarily getting the feedback that we want to get from our partner or from a woman that we've just met or somebody that we're out on a date with. So.
Well, it's so common and it's so understandable. I mean, whether it's, you know, somebody you see across a crowded room and are attracted to, or you know, somebody you've been in relationship with for years and you're just wanting to reconnect or wanting things to feel better. It's so normal to feel anxious or to not know what to do to reconnect. But it's also really easy to do things that push away connection that, I mean, I see this with everybody, but when I'm working with men, to watch them do things that push away connection, they don't even know that they're doing it.
Right.
And this drives women bonkers. So there's all the things that men know that they do that, you know, they know like, okay, I'm so anxious. I wish I could be less anxious, or I wish I could just be more confident or something like that. But they're not often aware of the little ways that it shows up and how it actually impacts women around them. And one guy who was really charming and engaging, and I was enjoying connecting with him, but I noticed we would get to a certain point in our connection and he would either look away or make a joke. And this kept happening over and over again. Finally, I was like, okay, what's going on here? Because just at the moment where I would start to feel like maybe my heart flutter or a little bit of turn on or a little bit of just like, oh, I feel more connected here, He would do something that would totally break the connection. And if we were just in a small talk social environment, I'd be like, okay, this is charming, this is funny, but I can never really be close to this guy. That's what I would think if I weren't saying something. Or I'd think like, oh, he's witty, but this is as far as this is gonna go.
Right. So there's ways in which he can learn, or we can learn as men to kind of stand in that discomfort rather than backing away from it, rather than going into some kind of story and trying to work out, how am I going to engineer this? Like, how am I going to get what I want from this conversation? Or what does she think of me, right? Getting stuck in that loop, but just being able to go, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen here, but I'm going to continue with this, like to and fro, this dance or this interaction and see where it can go. But to do that, he's got to be able to be vulnerable, right? He's got to be able to open up to whatever's going to happen. You know, could go well, could not go well, who knows?
And that's what was so cool. So in that example, you know, when I said, hey, actually, when you just made a joke, I noticed I just felt a little deflated because I was just starting to feel connected to you. And now I feel less connected.
Right. And he never realized how much of an effect that was having on you and instantly on the connection, right? On the level of intimacy, it's like there's levels of intimacy, there's levels of vulnerability that we can go to, and it's all affecting that connection and how intimate, how close, how interesting, right? How interesting.
Exactly. Exactly. And this happened several times. So with this particular person, you know, because this is a pattern for him. So we worked with it a few times, but I remember when we just slowed down there, one time it opened up to, he was making a joke because there was actually some just feelings of loneliness there. But when he went into that, when he went into like a deeper emotional space, I actually felt really connected with him. And the jokes or looking away was trying to cover that up. Another time, it was because there was an attraction happening or a deeper connection, but he was kind of trying to keep things on a surface level because that's what he was used to. He didn't even know he was doing that.
Right. So, I think that's really important, that whole just being able to understand, oh, I'm feeling some attraction. Because oftentimes I think we feel some attraction only at the point when we've got an outcome in mind.
Right? Yes, exactly. And this was so, you know, I was never going to be his girlfriend or his date or anything like that. And so what do you do with that? But I see men do that all the time, like race over what they're feeling. You know, like I saw this happen with another guy. We were relating, and at some point I was like, okay, I know this is a nice guy. I'm enjoying relating with him, but I'm feeling pushed away. Why do I feel like I'm not even sure if he wants me to come close? So I just said that. And it turned out what was underneath all of that, he wasn't even aware of this, is that some leftover anger and resentment at women for, you know, that he'd never been able to say out loud.
Right. So from breakdowns in previous relationships or whatever else.
Yeah. And kind of like, I'm not going to open up to you because I can't trust that women are going to, you know, not take advantage of that. Right. He didn't even know that that was happening because he didn't have that about me, but I could feel it. All I knew is I felt pushed away. But when he was able to go there and say what was really happening, it completely dissolved.
So it made you feel what? When that dissolved, then what happened?
Not knowing what was happening, not knowing like, wait, why do I feel pushed away? All I know is I feel a little uncomfortable, but we're not talking about it. Like I felt uncomfortable, but the minute we started talking about it, I felt so much more comfortable. You know, and then when he finally moved through it, then I was actually like, then it became really kind of juicy and I could feel him actually, because he was no longer pushing me away. I could feel him reaching out for connection and so inviting. It felt playful and yummy.
So that's the, you know, so there's vulnerability. You have to be vulnerable, right? But there's multiple levels of being vulnerable. You know, we're always analyzing where am I going to go? What level am I going to go to with my vulnerability here? But the place where you get to really authentically being vulnerable, like this is what I'm really feeling and thinking right now in this moment, is actually the place with the most juice, most power, most connection, most interest for you.
Always, always. And I think it's like helping guys see things that are maybe in their blind spots that they're doing that they don't even know or sabotaging connection. Mm-hmm. So it's like waking up to that. But then not only, sometimes it's just not enough to know it, to see like, oh, I need to be more confident or wiggle around less or express my desires more clearly. But it's really different to take what they already know and help them walk towards being more real and authentic. But it's palpable when it happens. That's the thing that I love the most is you can't think your way to it, but when a man actually drops to a deeper level of authenticity and vulnerability and presence, for me as a woman, it's palpable and it's fun and it's enjoyable, whatever the flavor is, whatever he's experiencing, the minute he drops to that next level, I mean, does a whole thing in my nervous system and in my body. Even over video, I can feel it. And a lot of times men don't get that feedback. They don't even know the subtle things that they can do that make that shift. And they don't know how much it affects women because they don't have women around who are sharing how they're being impacted and sharing it really clearly with an open heart.
In a safe place where you can be open, be vulnerable and get that feedback. Kind of practice, get used to what it's like to be that way, to be more open, be more direct, be more confident. You know, we're always talking about the way people try and bulldoze their way into confidence. Like, I'm just gonna show you this bit that I know I'm really confident around. But I'm not going to show you this other stuff over here.
That's what's cool too, is the more you build these muscles, the more anything that you're experiencing as a man and anything that the woman is experiencing can be an opportunity for connection, can be an opportunity for powerful, intimate, vulnerable, sexy connection. It doesn't matter what is happening. And that's really the most fun thing, is these are skills that people can develop and become more confident in. And so then I see these men start to just drop in and be relaxed, being themselves, knowing they can take whatever happens and turn it into connection.
Not being afraid anymore. Yeah. When you live from that place, of real authenticity and strength in your vulnerability, confidence in who you are, then that really is the place where you get the most connection. You create the most connection. Take care. Thanks, Alexis.
Thank you.